Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson. He's coming up in just a minute.
Our house is a mess. Come on in.
I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
Judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
If you enjoyed seeing the dog whisperer, Caesar Milan, training pet pooches, you're going to love the new animal reality show from Bob and Tom Television. Instead of backyards and living rooms, we're heading to the ocean with marine biologist and animal behaviorist, Caesar Cooter. He is the Shark Whisperer.
Hello, I am Caesar Cooter, coming to you from the coast of South Carolina, home to some of the most aggressive sharks in America. It takes mental strength and confidence to gain the trust and respect of a shark. I've been working with this particular shark for a few days, and I think we have built enough trust that he will let me touch him. Yes, yes, that's it. Who's my good boy? You are! Okay, now, watch as I tickle his dorsal fin. Look at that! I'm not sure, but I think he's smiling! Yes, yes, you like that, don't you, boy? A shark can sense if you are uncertain or fearful. So we control these situations by being calmly assertive. He must always know that I am the alpha. And if he forgets, a couple of quick thumps to the nose will remind him who's in charge. That's right. I am in charge. Okay, big fella. Now roll over. No, I said roll over.
Oh my God.
The Shark Whisperer has been canceled.
Join us next week for an all-new show. So you think you can pole vault?
Uh-oh. Whoa! Ah! Son of a bitch! My leg!
From Bob and Tom Television.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
We're all here in our places with bright, shining faces, and I believe we have a special guest. There he is, a special guest.
Oh, we're joined by comedian Al Jackson.
He is clean.
Am I still a special guest? It's been some years. I want to be Fam Bam.
Fam Bam.
And Al is a reporter and a staff member. He's on the panel all the time on the TV. On the Daily Blast Live, DBL, you can see the handsome Al Jackson.
And, I never miss a day. I love working.
Now, Al, you and I, we talk about language a lot. I got a real quick question.
Talk to me.
I was buying some gifts before the holidays, and I said to
Just
Kelly.
Just say hard drugs, Tom.
I said to Kelly, I'm going to go buy some booze. For so-and-so, and she goes, no one calls it that anymore.
No.
What, in your parlance, I know that you're a non-drinker, but if you were going to be getting some alcohol-based gifts, what is the street term that you would use?
I put my time in. It's just like a retired colonel. He doesn't go to war anymore, but he did something to earn those stripes. I drink enough where I can answer this question. You can call it a bunch of things. You know, the way that my friends and I, it was very specific. So, you know, like, oh, man, last night I was on that yak. Like, what do you think that means?
On that yak.
On that
yak. Is that a brand of something?
Cognac. Yes.
Oh, it's the second syllable.
No, cognac.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Cognac.
Yeah.
So, wow. Like, you know, that's like Hennessy, brandy, all that kind of stuff. You know, and then you say, oh, you know, I don't mess with that brown. I don't mess with the dark liquors. You know, Jack Daniels. I drink the clear. So you're more of a tequila vodka guy.
Mm-hmm.
So or you can even go that lick.
Lick.
Which is really just short for alcoholic, really. But it really just it
not liquor.
Yeah, just liquor. Like, yeah. So, you know, I was on that lick last night. Oh, wow. Yeah, definitely.
So booze is definitely out.
I'm trying to think, when would you? No, I would say, because we're probably going to have a Super Bowl party. I would ask my girl, do we have enough booze?
There we go.
Yeah.
Now, my mom would say hooch. I guess, is that some Depression era?
That's actually an Inuit expression from up north.
Inuit.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah, seriously. That's where it came from.
Oh, hooch. Well, I mean, hooch is just, I feel like it's regional. I feel like if I went to my ex-wife's part of the country, Indiana, you know, Southern, like they called it hooch. My fam in Ohio, hooch, West Virginia, hooch. Yeah, I think hooch is just a regional thing. I don't think in Arizona they would call it that, though. I feel like hooch is, it's probably something that's made that you can't find at the store. Uncle's got a batch of his special hooch, like, he makes at Christmas.
Yeah, like moonshine or something.
Turpentine.
Yeah. Shout out.
It's okay. Yeah, it's also good for getting the rust off of your bicycle wheel. Al, we had a disturbing story this morning, and I don't think this is so...
disturbing.
Yeah, I can't imagine that they would let you even talk about this on your show. You have some very bright women on the show. And yourself, of course.
This has really bothered you, doesn't it?
I'm also
read, this is from the Kotex people, and it's a Valentine's Day gift. Go ahead.
They partnered with food brand Fazy to create the quote, "Let's have period sex chocolates." It includes 5 truffles made with vegan dark chocolate, and shatavari, an alleged libido boosting herb.
Again, would you present this to your sweetie?
No, because it's such a libido killing thought that I don't know if the chocolate could be enough to. Are you supposed to like be like, hey, you know, I could get used to this? Like, it's a very like gross. Look, I know I'm going to take that back. I'm not going to sex shame. If you are fine with the natural situations, bless you. But that's not for me. That wouldn't. I think the bigger thing, Christy, I don't like mixing sex and food.
Oh, that Tom's like
do
that
anything.
Too. Yeah. Yeah.
But also,
I don't want honey anywhere, whipped cream. Would you get out of here?
Presenting let's have period sex chocolate seems to me to be almost anti-romantic.
It's
too clinical. I can't imagine anybody would do this. But if you did that, isn't it kind of insulting?
I think it's the opposite.
I think it's funny. I think it opens up. Oh, hey, this is cool. It's all good.
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Whatever floats
your Christy,
boat.
Maybe I'm looking at this differently. Are they saying like if you like this, then eventually you can get comfortable with performing at that time of the month? Is that what this is saying?
I think
it's clear.
I think I would give it to my man to say, hey, it's okay. I'm fine with it if you are to have sex during my period.
Oh, I thought we were talking about.
But it's a Valentine's Day gift.
So?
Yeah. Oh, okay. No. Okay. Look, sex during the period is a very, that's a per couple discussion. But I'm not anti. I'm not. That's not that crazy to me because everybody's situation is different.
Everybody has a towel.
Yeah,
right?
But I mean, celebrating it with a chocolate box is what's bothering me.
Get your towel, honey. It's time. Let's go.
Well, open up the box. Open up the box. It's got black towels, Clorox, and a box of chocolates.
Let's do it. Clorox.
I got the scab rag.
Wonders why I love Christy. The nonchalant way she said, everybody's got a towel.
Yeah,
and it's like, yeah, and I mean, really, truly, and there's that towel has been designated, and
sure,
you know, a loved one that's visiting goes to reach forward and you tackle them like they're about to set off some paint against
the wall. Hey, baby, it's my birthday. Look for the brown towel in the closet.
Yes.
I'm just saying. It, just
it
seems
weirds
to be,
Tom out it's, to it's, even it's think
a,
about it.
It's an odd way to celebrate. The chocolate's the part that bothers me.
No, it's not.
It's not.
It's a tough conversation to have.
The chocolate you eat before because it's libido enhancing.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right. Okay. Sorry, Al. This is the kind of topic your producers wouldn't let you touch, I assume.
I think we could dance around it. It'd be fun. Because, look, there's this weird thing. You know, our audience is probably 52 plus our demo. Mm-hmm. And it's always like, well, they don't want to talk about it. I'm like, these people have grandkids. They've had sex before.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's usually when you go to a college and you just say, so my girlfriend and I are thinking about having sex. And then it's just you feel the tension of a 19-year-old that's ready to write a blog. You know, I went to a comedy show and I was offended. I didn't know. So yes, I think that Christy Lee's response is why I told you, Tom, since I was a youngin, which is actually our first word today, and not in this context I'm using, since I was a youngin, I've liked older women. Mm. I always have. I never liked my sister's friends. I always liked like my mom's friends in the kitchen. Back in like 87.
What's
you
the
know,
biggest
come downstairs?
Biggest span for you? What's the biggest span for you?
She means of age,
20?
By the way.
20 years?
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
She was 20 years older.
Well, that is so odd that you would mention that, Al, because Tom found himself in the same situation. His mother would have play bridge, and
this is a lie.
His mother's friends would come. He got laid by a couple
that's
of his mother's friends.
Seduced him.
And they used bridge mix. They used bridge chocolates. That's why you have a problem.
Sorry, Al.
Here, young fella, suck on this.
Al's job on this show is to help me get hipper. Do we have any language issues today, Al?
Yes, Tom. Let's go with the word I just used, and not in the context I just used it. The word youngin. When would you say that? What does youngin mean?
So, okay, it doesn't mean a younger person.
No.
Youngin. Is it an activity? I was youngin last night.
No.
Okay. That's a fair guess.
I'll take
I think.
That.
No. Youngin. Is it a thing?
No.
Okay, Josh, you're looking puzzled too. Any thoughts here?
No, none.
Youngin. Does it mean dressing in a way that makes you look younger?
No.
Youngin.
Good guess, though. Anybody got a guess before you?
Yeah.
I don't. Babysitting? I don't know. Yeah.
No, that's a good guess. No, youngin just like a way to say. It was really an East Coast way to say girls. Like, so I'm talking to Jungin over there, and she's, you know, acting like she's got a boyfriend.
Okay.
It's just, I don't know why it is. It's just like, and it has not, it's always has to do with above age women, but it was just like the way that people talked to, the way the men talked about women for a long time in the early, mid 90s.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. All right.
There's so a bunch of youngins over there.
Now that youngin would be 70.
But well, that's the way
big facts.
Time works. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Just checking. What else have we got, Al?
Tom, that word would be one time or phrase. That phrase. What does the phrase one time mean?
Wow.
In what context would you use that?
One time. is it something you would only do once?
Kind of, sort of. That's where the name comes from. You're on the right track, but you're still fishing in the dark a little bit.
I only gave her the Kotex chocolates one time. And if you're just
one
joining
night stand, us, one night she was stand, a one time?
Yeah, one time.
No, it's not sexual. It's not a good thing. That's a big hint.
Does it have to do with law enforcement?
It sure does, Ace.
That's our mix.
Because it only takes one time.
One time.
You can be gone.
What is it, Ace?
I just know the Sir Mix-a-Lot song. One time got no taste.
Yeah, one time.
I think it means the police are showing up at one time.
Yeah, or just the police in general. So just like, put that joint away, you know, one time's around here. So it's another way to say 5-0, or as you would say, Tom, the fuzz.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. As you would say with your fellow Jets and Sharks.
is Po-Po still valid? Is that out there still?
I don't think so.
Popo's
anytime
going
you hear
five,
the word Popo, it's on a rap song that's on a CD. So, no.
Yeah. But don't forget, Tom, my man, 50 grand, is still out there.
Okay,
so
good.
Don't
I'll
ever stop using it. Yes.
I would assume
I kind of like that.
The slang term cops, I think, has kind of stuck around, like the word cool.
Cops
has been around for a long time, and I don't think it's going away.
No, cops is just like, it's a word now. It's not even considered slang. Almost like cool. I don't think cool could go away. You know what really made a comeback? Is awesome.
Yes.
I didn't know awesome would come back, and dope. I was looking at some influencer, like a 20-year-old girl. She was doing some kind of promo for some kind of stretch pants. And she goes, guys, these pants are really dope. And I was like, oh, that was like a word that rappers in the early 80s. Like, we interviewed DMC from Run DMC, and like they were saying that then, and the dope went away for like 20 years, but made a weird resurgence. So yeah, there's some words that come and go.
Netflix had that show, and I was like, oh, is that back? About young black guys or whatever, and yeah, it was called dope.
Yeah, it's super weird. It's a very nostalgic word that became like, because dope, it also kind of doubles as cool. I think dope referring to drugs is kind of old school. Like somebody says, go give me some dope. It's like usually that was happening in the 70s. But now if you say something's dope, you'd be like, oh, you got an 88-inch screen. That's dope. How'd you get that? How much was that? So it's like it's kind of like a synonym for cool.
I always kind of felt like there was a racial line between dope and awesome. Like dope essentially means awesome.
Oh, yes.
But white guys said awesome and black dudes said dope.
Yeah, Trevor says awesome.
Yeah. Okay.
A lot of black dudes, including myself, say awesome now. Like
you could
just go like, dude, I went to Thanksgiving at Josh's, dude. His mom had a spread. It was awesome, bro.
Well, it was dope having you there.
Yeah, well, thank you. See you. There we go. This race is coming together. We should be holding hands on a poster.
We are the world.
It's a great documentary.
Al Jackson is our guest. Al is one of the hosts of the Daily Blast Live, DBL, on a TV near you. And what else you got for me? We got time for one more word.
Oh, Tom, we got one more. So let's just go with another phrase I like. High post.
High post?
High post.
High post?
Yes. Not a basketball term. Not referring to...
Horse racing thing?
Is it a social media post that gets a lot of likes?
No, that's a good guess, though.
Hmm.
Is it what you say when you're walking past Mr. Malone? Hi, post.
You could? Yes.
What's that thing on your face?
Is that what you'd yell at chick?
Is it like
watch your face.
Is it like setting a high bar for something?
Yeah.
Like that's
look at Tom with the that wasn't a walk off because you didn't guess. You know what it was? You fouled two off and people are like, oh, he's gonna strike out, and then you hit a screamer for a triple. That's exactly what it is. That's just like like Christy Lee. She's been in radio, she's very successful. I'm just a young guy, trying to get started in TV. I can't deal with her lifestyle. She's probably too high post for me, even though she's not.
Right.
You just
Ain't
be like, oh, that she. It's like it's high end, life of luxury. So, Tom, before we go, please use the phrase high post.
Wow. I don't know. I could never do stand up comedy as well as Al Jackson. He's too high post.
I'll take it. That was not correct, but I will take it.
Pretty basic.
Just trying to be cool.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you were very dope.
You're
that,
awesome.
I went to buy some hooch, and I'll tell you what, that I didn't have enough money. That booze they were selling was so high post.
Is that
closer?
It would be more closer, but more just like I've always heard it with
close, but
referring
also
to women. I work a regular job. She wants me to be all high post when we go out. I don't have that many nice clothes. So it's kind of like it's referring to like women and like a lifestyle that they kind of expect. And maybe you can provide it. Like, hey, I can provide that high post lifestyle you're looking for, Christy.
Mm.
We're on season 7, girl.
Yeah, we are.
All right. That youngin's going to get... never mind.
You don't want somebody to clip and isolate that.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is that, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.